you've been honing in on how to take your information and add what's missing because of the you're getting so many questions.
Oh, this has been one of the most, I have to say that this has been one of the most intense learning curves of my ancient life. Now,
why?
Because of the questions. I resisted them. I would say, no, I have to get paid. No, this is a waste of my time. We need to bring income in. We need to generate more, blah, blah, blah. And that was Bill Mitchell who said to me, Betty, Margaret Mead always did this. That's how you get to find out what's going on
missing.
In the culture. Bingo. So we are reaching teens and early 20s through the YouTube.
And they're asking the questions because they've had 10 years of abstinence only. I mean, there's no sex ed. And any information you get in the media is misinformation to a large degree. And there's no, like, everyone's having sex, but no one talks about
what they're doing.
No, or how they're doing it.
Oh, we had the great, oh, we had such good sex last night. And I had lots of orgasms. Yeah, well, what did you do? Exactly. We don't know. We use sex to cover a multitude of whatever, sins and crimes and actions. And nobody really knows what's going on. So, as this has continued, my education has continued. And
what a beautiful give and take, though. As an educator, to have that go back and forth.
To continue to educate, to learn. I mean,
I don't want to ever be done learning. I feel like you can always.
Well, that's
learn
when you
something.
Get Alzheimer's or dementia or some other. Your brain goes dead. My brain ain't ever going to go dead.
No, I feel like I'm just going to burn out like a flame. Just be like puff.
No. You
know? No, she's gone. I'm not going to fade. It's just going to be extinguished.
So all of these gals writing into me. It's also not only am I learning what's going on in their lives, but I'm also learning how to talk about sex that is the easiest to understand and the most explanatory. Is that a word?
Yes, that's
okay.
A word.
I love using words that I'm unfamiliar.
Well, explain it in the way that most people can understand what you mean.
Yeah.
Because they're words. And words, that's why we love video. We do explicit sex ed. It's like monkey see, monkey do. When you're writing and it's words, it's hard.
And you think it's very clear and somebody reads it and they get a completely different picture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I preferred being an artist for so many years is because it's true. A picture is worth more than a thousand words. And what was interesting when I was painting and drawing is that I would create an image and I wouldn't even know what it was. Many years later, I would look up and I go, oh, I just saw that. Oh, I get it now. You know, like that drawing up there with the old fat guy holding his little after-dinner drink, and the poor woman is having to go down on his fat little dinky shriveled dick.
I think you call that one capitalism.
Yeah, but I didn't call it that in the beginning. I didn't know what it was. Actually, it was my neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, who's
I mean, and she was turning tricks to, you know, to try to survive. And I couldn't imagine anything worse. It was just, you want to talk about, it's worse than being married.
Yeah, well, it depends on the person, but most people treat sex and sex workers as this kind of base, low.
Men?
Sex is a divinity to me. Sex is beautiful always and should be respected. It should never be this kind of dominance game. I don't like it.
What? It's totally commercial in this culture, darling.
And it's always power dynamics.
Always. We're putting out to survive, either to pay the rent or to get a good meal or to have someone approve of us or to like us.
Now I think it's status. Now I think it's changed because women are making more money. So I think the younger generations, it's about status. It's about, you know, you want to have a boyfriend or you want people to think you have a healthy sex life or you want it or you're waiting until you meet that one person that's going to give you a good orgasm. And that's half of it, too. I think they're chasing their tails. And you're just waiting, 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 waiting. So today we're going to talk about how to best use a vibrator because you think it's intuitive, but it's not.
At all. No.
And there's all so many different things that you can do with sex product and sex toys. You really need someone to break it down.
And I'm doing it now.
So Betty's writing this great essay. It's going to be like 5 to 6 pages.
I got
to
really hold it down.
Flush it out. I've been doing that.
I'll go flush the toilet and make sure it's out.
I don't know why I keep on saying flush it out all the time. And I have you saying it too. Flush it out. I'm going to do that like on the camera.
Padding. More. More information. Flesh. You put flesh on
you
the
put
bones.
Flesh on the bones. Yeah. So what do you think? Like you, when you do your private sessions and you did your body six groups, what are the big errors people make with vibrators? Like, what are the assumptions that they have and what's wrong?
Well, when I was running the groups, I could see what they were doing and I would correct it right there on the spot.
And what would they generally do? The common problems.
But what I'm getting now with these young women is that it's like the whole culture today. It's going at 5,000 miles an hour. Vroom, vroom, vroom. It's speed, 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 speed. So they get a vibrator. They have not masturbated. They don't have a background of touching their vulvas or their clits. They've never even looked at their sex organs.
So it's kind of like hypersensitive. You've never touched it.
And they get a vibrator and they slam it down on the clit. And then they get kind of and then they have no idea what they're looking for or what to expect. So instead of kind of approaching it in stages or easy or moving into it or moving up to it, they
no
want
build
it.
Up.
They
yeah.
just, it's like porn.
Well, they're frustrated.
Brum, 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 boom. He ejaculates. So the woman's going, making noise to help
him. It takes a long time to get there. It's all about the buildup.
For women, first of all, we're not even aroused before the fucking starts. Now, that's a heartbreak right there.
Yeah.
We're not even turned on. So.
And that's why most women bleed their first time when they have sex. It's not your hymen. It's that you're not aroused.
It's that you're not turned on sufficiently or adequately, and the lining of the vagina gets scratches and tears, and I don't know. And of course, now that I'm learning more about circumcision, I better understand the problem with circumcised penises. Now, I know this is the guys are all going, oh, there's nothing wrong with mine. Well, I'm circumcised and I'm perfectly fine. And yes, I have had sex with circumcised
and
men.
I've had orgasms, and they're great. It's not like, but it is mutilation. There's no
totally.
Reason for it.
Totally. I was just thinking.
And what it does is it makes men come faster.
They need more friction.
So they're going so fast that they pop off.
Well.
So you're yeah, more likely to have a child. You know what I mean? It's that whole procreation game, I think.
They want to get it over with because it's embarrassing. They don't know what they're doing. They're not skilled. They don't feel in control. And they're not.
No. I would agree.
Long pause. What was I going to say? Oh. This concept of, you know, several years ago with Rachel Maine's book, The Technology of Orgasm, where she explains the vibrator and how it came into use with the doctors in the 1800s.
Almost turn of the century, kind of.
And the words that she used was that I don't know the exact words, but basically what it is that we're using the male model
of sexual response
of sex for women,
and it's different.
We don't function that way. So the male model of orgasm for women doesn't work, and of course the man doesn't know any different, and the woman doesn't either. But she sees her boyfriend either jerking off or fucking her and coming quite easily.
And feeling that release afterwards because they fall asleep, they're so relaxed, and you get jealous.
Well, I had a grown woman who was in her late 40s who'd been married to this guy for a long time, and they liked each other a lot. And she never had an orgasm, according to her, and I watched her have an orgasm on the table when I worked with her. She says, but I never fall asleep.
But that's not how women come. You come once and you're energized and you want to come again and again.
That's the male model. He comes and then he passes out.
That's not the female model.
No.
You're just getting started.
Now, one of the reasons our sexuality is repressed is because once we do get turned on.
Oh, I could go all night. I could do gangbangs round the clock. If I'm in the mood, it's like, bring them on. Yeah, so I get so jealous of you. I would love to be able to go to an orgy bareback. That is such a turn on, Betty. Oh, my God.
Well, it wouldn't be such a big deal for you to incorporate condoms and do that.
It just is different, though. It's just different.
I hate condoms.
Because you know what? I hate to say it, but when you're really... Yeah, I hate condoms. And I know you have to have safe sex, and people get after us about that. Yes, you do. I mean, we advocate masturbation. That's like the safest sex you can have. But I don't really like condoms. I don't. I'd rather just not fuck and do other things.
Well, that's why as soon as you get a boyfriend that is going to be a repeat, you become fluid bonded.
Yeah. Because you both know each other and you can trust each other and you make a commitment and you're fluid bonded. Yeah.
And you get rid of the
condoms.
And
that's kind of how I have sex. You know what I mean? That's why casual sex isn't a big thing for me. So why women need vibrators? I guess that's what we're talking about.
Well, and I say this in the essay, ideally, but like how often do we get to do what's ideal? I would like women and girls to start out like you and I did.
Manual.
That we be in childhood, we are masturbating. We are giving ourselves our childhood orgasms. In other words, we have connected the sensations in our clitoris to the pleasure sensation in our brains.
We've created that neural path. And now we go back to it with partner sex, it's going to be easier to light up.
Absolutely. If you have no experience with that or no connection to that, that pleasure center hasn't even been activated.
And then you're going to meet the right person and activate it and think it's going to be...
And he doesn't know about your clitoris and you don't know about it. And so he's going to dive into the vagina, which is the birth canal. And I don't care what anyone says, you can get rid of the spots in there, the G's and the D's and the...
Well, I like the G, but I like the G. I have to have my clitoris.
Well, that's all right, but it's not a...
I like to add penetration and stuff like that's good.
Penetration is great.
But the clitoris
is
first.
It's to work your muscle against something.
To light up your clitoris.
There is no goddamn spot. And until we get rid of those terms...
Yeah.
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 Fucking back off.
Oh, that was good.
We point our fingers when we do that.
Yeah.
Who does that? Where does that come
from? I don't know where that comes from, but we've been doing a lot of it.
Oh. So I lost track. Oh.
That the...
Ideally. So that a young girl would have her little childhood orgasms in place.
And sometimes they rub on things and they hump their teddy bears.
Oh, I had a passionate relationship with my pillow.
I did it in the bathtub water, and then let the water from the faucet drip over my clitoris.
Well, not when you were 5 and 6 and 7.
No, that I remember. I used to sit on my dad's knee in church.
Carlin, please, don't go any further.
With a leg on either side.
No, darling.
And
no.
I would rock during church service, please. And I would have orgasms, and I know my dad knew it, and he never stopped me.
You can't say that.
I'm totally saying it. I'm out, baby. I'm out. 100%.
Oh, my daddy didn't love me as much as yours did.
I think my dad was a little bit of a freak, but you know what? He always gave us space. He really did. And maybe he thought I was just having a good time.
I do not believe for 1 minute that he had any awareness that this was sexual.
And I remember because he had his suit pants were really silky, and I'd always be in dresses, and I had my little panties. And I would rub on the silky fabric of his thigh.
Stop it. You're disgusting.
Oh, daddy.
Dada. And that time when I hunkered down in my daddy's lap and I could feel the warmth of his genitals.
And he went, whoa!
And I felt this whoop, like maybe some blood being pumped in. Boy, he whipped me off his lap and put me on the ground. Honey, you're too old to sit in my lap.
Well, there is that age you get to where all of a sudden you can't, like, horseplay with your dad, you know?
I was devastated.
You're sexual, and you have your period, and all of a sudden everything
changed. I was only 5 years old.
Whore.
Slut.
We should have known then.
It showed already.
Oh, gosh.
We just have too much fun. I recommend it. I really do recommend it.
Enjoy. Well, yesterday I had a huge masturbation session. I did. Whenever I get stressed now, I get the Hitachi and the barbell, and I wrote all about it on my post, but I do the penetration, and then I angle it, and it's getting that, and then I just do my rock and roll and have my Hitachi. And you got to keep the vibrator moving. Is that the number one thing women do wrong, Betty?
Yeah, what they do is that they get the vibrator. They've never had any manual stimulation. First of all, they've never looked at their genitals. They don't know the different parts. They have no understanding. And they get that big wand of the magic wand. They get that big head down on that virginal clit. And of course, if they don't have an orgasm immediately, they bear down.
And they push the vibrator down into them. And that's how you're going to get numbed out.
Oh, 8,000 nerve endings.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're going to short circuit your fucking pussy.
The clit's out. No, she's just turned off.
You know, I have to say that I didn't get a Hitachi magic wand until I was 35 years old.
I didn't get one until I was 36.
Exactly. I don't think that's a first-time vibrator for a young woman.
But because, I mean, I've been talking about it, but I was teaching. I do this in the essay. I started out teaching women in their 30s, 40s on
Yeah.
up. I wasn't dealing with teens.
Now this is new for you.
So now I've got the teens coming in, and of course they can go online, and you know, they've all got credit card, they've all got cell phones, they're all online, and they go and they get their Hitachi magic wand.
It's too much. And even now, I use it either, I keep my panties on, or sweatpants if I'm just doing a quick clit orgasm, and then if I'm doing both, I take the Hitachi and I keep it moving. What it is, I hold it one place and I move my hips up and down. And I kind of do it so that it's constantly moving. Like, I never stop. And
don't put it in one place.
And keep it there. I keep the constant motion by rotating my pelvis.
You either are going to move the vibrator with your hand or you're going to hold it in one place and the body moves.
I like doing that because sometimes when I'm coming, my hand gets all weird. So I like to just, I feel like I'm humping it.
You're fucking.
I'm humping. Yeah, I'm fucking my vibrator. That's how you don't keep it in one place and bury down. Our intern did that over when we were going over our masturbation techniques. She kept on pushing. And I said, no.
They want something to happen. So the expectations are all screwed up. Nothing's going to happen right away.
And in the beginning, it's going to take you a long time to orgasm, right? And then as you start becoming more and more sexual, then you'll come faster, but you can't expect to come fast in the beginning.
What? I just thought of something very funny. It's like when we would be talking and I'd say, well, when are we going to make some money? I mean, come on, we should be making money. When? Uh-huh. And you say, we have to crawl, walk, run.
That's my line. With everything in life, because everyone wants to just start running, but you can't. You have to crawl, walk, run.
So,
and you can't get frustrated, you know?
No, you can get frustrated, but you need someone to remind you that first you crawl, then you walk, then you can, well, walk, and then you might jog, and then run. You get what I'm saying? There are degrees. Mm-hmm. And everyone wants instant gratification. And I believe that is because there is so many superficial ways of gratifying ourselves in this.
Instant hit. You have a drink. You eat something. You get high. You blow a line. You know what I mean?
This culture is just glutted with little pleasures. We have all of this technology. We live in clean houses. We have
smartphones.
Come on. Americans are so spoiled. It's embarrassing. Compared to the way most people are living in the world. You know, when we're talking about female orgasms, do you think that Muslim women are having orgasms?
No way.
I
shouldn't say that. I think some may. It depends on where they are and what, if they're in a marriage or if they're living at home or if they're independent. You know what I mean? You need to have the opportunity to be sexual. Mm-hmm. And that's why the whole world sits on women, because they don't want to give us the opportunity to be sexual.
Because we out-sexual men.
Of course we do. Of course. It's just by the nature of how our genitals are. You know what I mean? Like, just the whole thing.
Yep, you guys are just one shot out. Later on, another shot out. And that was the great thing about group sex, is by the time I'd had sex with maybe 10 to 15 men...
You're satisfied.
In the evening, I really felt satisfied. And now every woman, not every woman, any woman who has had a full experience with really hot, good partner sex knows the feeling of being well fucked.
Oh, you know, the last time I felt like that was when we did the sex skills series and I was in all the clips because we were using sex toys and I was getting fucked the whole time, like every day, all day. And it was...
But it was to teach.
No, of course. But I'm just saying, I'm on camera and I am doing these things, right? And by the time I went home, by the end of the week, I'm like, wow, I finally felt like that was enough.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
It isn't the, you know, the date, Saturday night, fuck, and you've had too much to drink and you're doing it after you've had dinner out. Oh, please.
No, I don't like
we,
that.
No, this, we do not know how to have partner sex. We really don't. We don't at all. So, yeah, an evening with a group of people like that, absolutely. Very satisfying.
Oh, yeah, of course. So, going back to vibrators quick. I feel like if I was going to give someone advice on the first vibrator for them to buy as a young woman, like teen, I would say the Tango, WeVibes Tango.
It's strong. I can't use it.
You think it's too strong?
It's too strong. I can't use it as...
So that's like a better partner sex advanced. That's an advanced partner sex.
Medium.
Because it is on par with the Hitachi and it's the size of a lipstick. It's pretty crazy.
This one woman that wrote in recently is that... She was so excited about she buys her magic wand because she hears us talking about it all the time. But, you know, those other ones, the Lalo and the Mystic Wand and even...
Well, what's nice about the Mystic Wand, it can go up to the packing the punch of the Hitachi, but the head is smaller and it's battery operated. And then you have all those settings so you can start really low.
That's what I'm using now.
And work up. So I would say the Mystic Wand then is the first time vibrator.
Yeah, the Mystic Wand is a good beginning. It's not as intimidating. So the boyfriend looks at the Magic Wand and he says, oh, ugh. That's the one
It's too big. Guys will say
it's
too big.
That's the one they use in porn.
Oh, because porn stars are advanced, so they want the Hitachi. You're right.
I went, oh, no. Oh, sorry.
I never thought of that. So they don't usually use the Mystic yet.
So it's going to be the Mystic or the Eroscillator.
I was just going to say the Eroscillator. Know what I like? It looks like an electric toothbrush.
It is an electric toothbrush.
That's what it is. With all kinds of settings, and I used that in the sex skills series with Eric, and it was really easy to use during partner sex and had some low settings. And with that little marshmallow top that you love.
$35 extra.
But it's worth it. It feels so good on your clit.
You know, when it comes to buying sex toys and porn, people get so cheap.
I know. It's interesting. It's like you buy a coffee for $5.50, but you want to put something in your body that's under $20.
How about buying a car?
Sure.
Or a house. Or any...
Or dinner out.
Of any of the boys' big toys. They don't mince money then. They want the best.
I feel like anything that I put on my genitals or in my body, I want it to be a good product. Like the barbell, it's stainless steel. There's... You know, you want the extra effort to make sure it was beautiful and functional and safe. You know, and it feels like when you put it in your hands, it's like something you want to fuck. It feels beautiful.
It's an art object.
Yeah, I don't want to have some kind of like bachelorette novelty. You know what I mean?
I do know that.
What else have you been writing about for this
Well,
week?
No, I've spent most of the time writing about this. And the male model. I thought we were on the other side of it, but we're not at all. Because
so what's the female model? We know what the male model is, but what's the female?
No, you tell me what the male model.
The male model is 2 seconds of kissy facey, of kissing, like kissy facey, like 2 seconds.
2 seconds?
You know what I mean?
No, give him a little more credit.
5-10 minutes.
Not bad.
That's not bad. 5-10 minutes. then it's, you know, they want to see you naked, and then you run around a little bit, and then at some time when they finally, like, bend you forward.
You run around?
Well, I think you get naked, they want to look at you and stuff
oh,
like that.
Oh, you pose for them?
A little bit. You asked what the male model is. I'm giving it to you.
Well, this is how you respond to the male model. Okay.
And then if they had their way, I think they bend you forward and they fuck you for probably 4 to 5 minutes and ejaculate on your ass.
That's your experience?
That's the typical. Now there are atypical, but yeah.
Basically, that's been your experience as a young, attractive woman who
yep.
who was making the scene and doing the, what is it they call it, the
social circuit.
No, the clubs, the club girls.
Yeah.
That was the club scene.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, I don't see any female orgasms there.
There's no way. It's not enough time.
So when they were fucking you from behind so they could come on your ass, were you doing your clit? No, you had to hold on to the sink because you were bent over.
I think it lines up with what Kinsey says about the timing of everything for men. It's kind of just faster.
And so the whole point is not about your orgasm. It's about them getting off.
Yeah.
And then you've scored.
It's status, yeah.
And do you write their names down to keep track?
No, it's more like you know.
See that guy over there? I had him.
Kind of.
Would girls talk to each other like that?
A little bit, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Well, give me more information on that.
Well, it's kind of like if a guy has a girlfriend and you can nail him. I mean, I'm being honest. Or if, you know.
Just to prove that you could have him, even though it's her boyfriend.
Definitely.
But we don't consider that.
And just to play.
We don't consider that sisterhood, darling.
Oh. That's just.
I'd say
that's just sometimes how it is.
Cutthroat competition.
Well, I mean, none of this is real anyway. It's not like real relationships.
No, but it's real. This is what is going on for that when you were that age, in that scene, how much do you think it's changed?
Not much. So what I did is I would always go out with married guys. I know this is going to really, like, everyone's going to hate me, but I'm being very honest.
I did too.
Because I wanted good sex and I wanted people to be with someone who was appreciative. And then I didn't want to spend 24/7 and have a relationship. And we'd meet on a deal or something and we'd just, like, have sex. And it was like, we were friends and I was no threat to his wife. Slower. You know, that was just what I couldn't be emotionally available either. So
you didn't want to be.
No.
So you were having sex and you didn't want the emotional involvement. Well, that's what I had during the group sex. You've had it.
Which is much better. Yeah.
Well, you did one at a time. I did, you know, maybe five or six
exactly.
at a time. That one night, 13, the sacred number. Damn.
That's fun.
Fond memory. So,
but I think, you know, my relationship choices have changed as I became more orgasmic.
Well, you're not just notching your belt.
Yeah, the focus is on me instead of like having something and saying I did something or someone.
Well, you know, having somebody want you sexually, drawn to you sexually is fabulous positive energy being put on you.
And that's what you crave. Because in the rest of society, you're not really acknowledged in a way.
You're ignored.
Yeah.
Or picked on.
Yeah.
Or criticized.
Always criticized about everything you do and what you wear and how fat you are, how skinny you are. Ugh, it's too much.
The hairdo, the makeup, the shoes.
My first vibrator was a pocket rocket.
That was a big one.
And the only thing I noticed about it is I would get like carpal tunnel from holding it too long because it's small. It's like the size of a lipstick.
That's what happens to the Tango, except the Tango's so strong you'll pop right off.
See, when I use the Tango, I hold it with my fingers, the underside of my fingers, and just kind of roll it over what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like I have my hand closed like my palm, and I just put it in the palm of my fingers.
Oh, like...
Yeah, and just roll it around. And that seems to work.
It's a dynamite little vibrator. It's so strong for the size of it. So the woman that said she brings, you know, her Hitachi shows up. She's so excited. And he goes, ugh. That's what the porn stars use. And she's crushed.
Oh.
Now that's at the point where I would, you know, I mean, I can't, I'm not going to advise
this. I would
just
hit him with it.
Hit him over the head with it and fucking dump him. You got something better now that'll last you a lifetime than that jealous little prick.
Well, because if they use it in porn, that means it works. If porn stars use it.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. They're pros.
So, yeah. I would like for all young women to start out with their hands.
Manuel, and you also stress the importance of penetrating your own vagina for the first time. And I think that's very true.
I want us to do everything to ourselves first before somebody else takes over our body. Because once that takes place, then we're like victims from here on in. Anything that happens down there, you've got to go see a doctor or your husband or your lover or whatever. I had a woman show up at my door one time because she had to use a suppository and she couldn't do it. And her husband was out of town. And the doctor told her that she needed to use this suppository because she was so impacted. And so she had taken a workshop and she showed up wanting me to show her how to put a suppository in her little tight ass.
Wow. I think that's true for many people.
Yes, this is not that unusual. We don't have access to our own bodies.
Dominion over our own bodies.
Dominion.
That's what it's about, having dominion.
So that's why not long ago, well, quite a while ago, I became my own doctor. I analyze what's going on. I know better than anyone.
Well, and then you can communicate it to a doctor if you need to. Like, that's the point.
It's yeah.
Why don't we give up rights over our physical bodies to other people? Now they can strip search us if we're arrested for any crime.
You know, I would love to be strip searched. Do they really put their fingers in
cavity sweep?
Do they?
I think they can if there's
no
reason to believe, but
no.
Usually I think they just strip you and they maybe spread your ass cheeks to make sure nothing's in there.
Well, if it's in there, you're not going to see it spreading the ass cheeks.
Well, that's if they have cause or reason to believe there's something in your ass, I'm sure they can do that.
Do you think they use lube? Is anybody teaching them how to do penetration?
That could be a whole new market for us.
Oh, Carlin, we've got a new job. Is this just passed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we got it. I want us to sit down.
We're going to write another how-to on penetration. Because I think if people don't know how to use vibrators, they don't know how to penetrate.
Okay, so I started to go into penetration on this essay, and it's too involved. I need to have a whole other essay for that. Well,
keep it on vibrator.
Ah, wait a minute.
Well, because it's part of it. It's the second part, because if you really want to get to the heights of orgasm, penetrating yourself and combining it with clitoral stimulation is the way to go.
Would you have felt that way when you were 20?
No, that's what I mean. I think you crawl, walk, run, like you made that analogy. I think you start with manual and lubricant.
I never made that analogy. That's yours.
But you quoted me.
I hated it.
Then you move to a really soft vibe in your 20s and penetrate yourself vaginally and anally. And I think in your 30s, that's when you can move up to a Hitachi magic wand. Get a Mystic, get something light, and start slow.
But even here's what the problem is with the Mystic. Even though there's the low setting, any woman who's new to vibrators, who hasn't done any practicing and hasn't awakened the clitoris, it's like any part of your body that you've never used before. It needs to be awakened. So she's on low and she hasn't had an orgasm. The expectation for orgasm is add hot water and stir. That's how guys come.
No.
You reach down, you give them three whacks, and boom, they blow. I mean, I don't think we have any idea how prevalent premature ejaculation in this culture is, particularly if you're watching porn.
Yeah. That's a whole new problem that we never had before,
baby.
I think. And that's what's interesting when women say they don't want to use vibrators because they don't want to become like addicted, or they can only come that way and they can't come during partner sex. Like, you'll never hear a guy saying that about pornography, that he doesn't want to use it because then when he looks at his girlfriend, he won't find her hot.
I've got to pull back on my pornography use so that I can get off with my girlfriend. Sorry.
It's such fucking bullshit. So they're like, I don't want to get addicted, or I don't want to not be, you know, using a vibrator. Does it affect me sexually? It affects me this to the extent that I know that I can get myself off huge. So that my standard is higher.
That's what they don't want.
Exactly.
Now, what Rachel Maze said in her book is that this mechanical vibrator is a substitute for a learned skill.
Of the hands.
Yeah.
Hands and lubricant to me, I'll even take over oral any day.
So a man who has developed skills with his hands and fingers will satisfy any woman. And I mean, it's like, and I remember them in my lifetime. I remember.
You remember the ones, right?
High school. Oh, Bob, you know, rest your soul, baby. I mean, you want to talk about a man. And when I tell Eric, he was the football captain in high school. What? A jock? No, he couldn't stand it.
He couldn't believe that you were with a jock.
Because he was the goth who was learning to play the piano with no muscles. And he was being bullied and picked on by the jocks. So, but Eric Grant, same thing. And I even said to him one time, we were driving in his car and I was watching how he was driving with his hands. And his hands are, I said, I love the way you use your hands. It's beautiful. It's like,
it is something special when a man knows how to use his hands. Or a woman. Anyone.
Either one. Yes. And I commented on you when we
first
met.
Yeah, I do. I never knew until after we did those videos when I watched my hands holding the sex toys. I'm like, wow, she has nice hands.
Her hands are way too big. I call them.
I have man hands.
Man hands.
They're huge.
And they are very, very delicate and feminine. Even more than mine with my long femi nails.
Yeah, how does that work? If you were going to give advice to a man who wants to purchase a vibrator to have at his house if a woman comes back, what vibrator would you suggest?
Well, before the vibrator, I would have him get a clean massage oil.
Where can you get something like that?
Or the almond. In the health food store, go get the almond oil.
Unless you got to ask them if they have a nut allergy before you use it.
Well, all right, then get coconut would be the same.
A lot of people have been writing and they're using coconut oil because it's more available now because it's kind of trendy.
Oh, organic coconut oil is very trendy. And they even say if you eat a little bit, it'll get rid of Alzheimer's or whatever.
Yeah, it's very healthful. So people have been using it. I think that's a good lubricant too. So
think of the people in Hawaii. They're overweight, but their skin is beautiful.
Mm.
They're sexual. They're
so
happy.
So you think they should have lubricant and oil up with coconut oil before a vibrator?
Yeah. No, they need and they need to consider their hands as their first sex toy before their mouth and their tongue. And long before their penis.
Yeah, I think everyone goes to mouth first. Mouth, then genitals. They never think of hands.
Nope. Hands. So you've got to get a manicure. You've got to make sure your skin is soft. And any man who has the kind of a job that makes his skin rough and you know, they're like working mm-hmm. man hands, he can get latex glove like the doctors. Put on a latex glove that fits nice and tight. And you'll have even more sensitivity.
You say in your practice you use a glove on your hand, and a lot of women say how much they like it. Latex feels good when it's lubed up. It just does.
Yeah. Now, and when I use it, I use oil because, I mean, I'm not going to come, and I don't have to worry about any of that. But the reason that the latex isn't fun to use normally is that you have to use the water-based lube.
And the oil makes it better. Got it.
And the water-based lube dries, and it gets yucky and sticky, and it's got chemicals in it, and I But almond oil, coconut oil, apricot oil, avocado oil, any of the nut oils, they're exquisite. And everyone knows it's good for your skin.
I like it that I can use it, and if some spills, I just rub it into my body. I'm like,
yep, absolutely. So our hands are the first sex toys. Much later on, oral sex. First of all, the woman has never looked at her. Most women have never looked at their own genitals. And the guy never has gone down there and looked with a good light. No one knows what they're doing. It's a fumble. I had one guy sucking on my inner lips.
Which, not in itself, is bad, but it's just not going to get
you
there.
Oh, it's bad. No, nothing's going to happen, honey. I'm sorry. It doesn't hurt, but it's bad. Don't give me
that. I remember my mom telling me that she was making out with some guy, and he was doing like a circle rub on her stomach while they were making out. I guess he was afraid to touch her pussy or her boobs.
That's what I do when I want to have a bowel movement. I rub my tummy in a circle to encourage the peristalsis.
Well, she didn't like it. She was kind of saying like it wasn't good. I was like, oh, she's like, I didn't know why he was doing it.
Lower. Yeah, first sex toy. Hands, groomed, and oil. Then, later on, I mean, it would be nice that before you do oral sex, is to get out a mirror. And the man and the woman, the couple, the two women, the two men, whatever, they sit side by side like I've done with thousands of my clients, and you get a bright light and you shine it on one of the person's genitals, and you spend some time talking about what you see and let the person share. Oh, I always thought there was something wrong with this. Oh, honey, that's beautiful. Why would you worry about that?
It's kind of kinky.
I've seen that before. That's perfectly normal. That's what we're all terrified. We're not normal. I never wanted to be normal.
Well, you're just at either end of the bell curve or maybe in the middle, but it's all the same shit. Okay, so what should the first vibrator be that a man purchases?
The mystic wand, but you keep it on low.
Or the oscillator and keep it low.
Absolutely.
Then if you're advanced, I would say the Tango and the Hitachi.
Nah, I don't think that's partner sex stuff.
Tango is. It's so small. I think it's great.
Lulu loves it.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone's going to have a preference, and you have to try things out and use things and see.
That's the truth. We're all different.
Don't you do that in a session? You take them through multiple vibrators to see what they like?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They get to try a whole series of different toys, which is, it's like going to shopping for a dress. You want to try on a whole lot of different things. So that's what they can do here with me. They try out a whole lot of different vibrators. So yes, the hands, and then if you're going to do oral sex, first you do an exam in the mirror. The two of you talk about what you see. And she can say, like that little gal that wrote in, I'm afraid it's my vagina.
It's dark, wrinkled.
Well, yeah, and then it smells. And the next one is it. So that's one of the things we did in the workshop. A group of women, we sit around, and I remember when this was first written about, people went crazy. They said, well, you'll catch diseases. You'll pass it.
You'll pass it olfactory. Like, my pussy dust in your face.
I've got cooties.
Oh, my God.
And then I would say, put their finger in and move it around. And then.
Well, I think that maybe why you think that your pussy smells is because you're not using it.
Smell it. And then when I said taste it. Women freaked out. Not men. Women went apeshit. That's disgusting.
Well, because we're taught that our pussies are dirty, and that's the first problem. We have to get rid of all like that sexual repression bullshit.
Then, if you wanted to, you could ask your neighbor to smell your finger, and you could smell hers if you wanted a contrast. You know? Now I'm thinking about it. It would have been even smarter to go around the circle.
And everyone smell everyone
And
else.
Everyone goes, oh, that smells like mine. Oh, that's like Alice. Oh, that reminds me of Marianne. And you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
It's a person's body scent.
And it's personal.
Oh, it's very personal.
And it's unique. You know what I mean? It's not like.
Yes. Well, I must be honest. I smelled mine the other day and I almost fainted.
Did you have sea bass again?
I'd been sitting too long and I hadn't showered.
Writing.
You know.
Well, this piece will be up and people can read.
I can't hear.
This piece will be up and people can read everything, the blah, 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 is how to use a vibrator. Because yes. It is a learned skill.
Okay, and one of the things I want to say to all of our YouTube, the young women who follow our YouTubes that are constantly vowing their love for us and thank you, and they're learning so much. You only listen to the YouTubes. That's 4.5 minutes of some pretty intense information, and you don't go to the website and start looking around to see the kind of information that is available. Now, if we could get that across to our YouTube.
We could say it this week.
Okay, this Friday we're going to do it. Because, girls, please, that's just a spark an interest in you. That is not education. It's too, it's a hiccup. Go to the website and look at our topics. Anything you want to know, we've got something there that will.
And you can find things pretty fast.
We've got a new search engine, right?
Yeah, I know. And you go to the topics and you can go through and you can find what you're looking for pretty fast.
You've got that whole column running down the left.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I keep on working on the navigation, but it's easy to find. It's not hard because I navigate a lot of sites and some of them are shitty. I get it.
So this is her expertise. She knows exactly what she's doing. She's made everything about Dodson and Ross accessible. I mean, even an 80-year-old grandmother can get around pretty damn good. I'm all over that site. I can get around.
Yeah. I try to make it simple.
It is.
I try not to make it complicated.
It is.
And we have a new round. We're going to have pages on each topic where we take out what's the best in that area and put it all in one place.
So what we're doing, because you're all babies, is that we're pre-digesting the information to feed you.
Well, and I think it's because everyone's so shut down sexually.
Oh, there's a great need for what we're doing. We know that. And we know that.
And it's a process. Like, you have to be reasonable and expect certain things from yourself and not get all.
And it's urgent.
Well, it is for women because I feel like you don't know yourself. You don't know your power. And you can't, actuate like what you want. Like, you can't make it real and manifest that until you tie into your sexuality. Because it's like you always say, it's our creativity, it's our source. If we're not going back to our source, we're running out all the time.
Yeah, and that's the orgasm, basically.
Yeah. And if we're not having those, it's just we're different people.
When we're not having them, we know we're broken, and we look. We're searching.
And who gets us? The fashion industry, the beauty industry.
Oh, they work that one, don't they?
You know, they work it. It preys on all the insecurities. It's just awful.
And then, of course, to say nothing of politics.
We should probably end on that note. Okay, look out for Betty's new essay, How to Best Use a Vibrator.
The best use of a vibrator.